Natalie Mills is a student at the University of Texas.
Natalie, what turned you on to disease detectives? Why did you think it was a worthwhile thing to be part of?
Science has always been one of my favorite subjects. In high school, it's the only one I look forward to, especially the one where you got to dissect all the animals and everything your senior year. So when I came to Texas, I wanted to do something like anatomy, physiology, but it seems that I'm drawn to stuff that I can't figure out just by looking at it.
In disease detectives, do you have a project? Do you, in fact, try and identify disease?
Yes, my internship project was trying to identify if we could grow methicillin-resistant Staphylococcus aureus from our university bathrooms. So I did get to swab the bathrooms, plate them out, watch them grow, and I try to identify them using the biochemical tests and techniques. And we found some on campus.
And what did you do with that information?
I had a partner. She was the epidemiology side, and I got to do laboratory. We both wrote our own separate reports. Mine ended up being like 41 pages long with charts and graphs. And we got to present to the Texas Department, State Department of Health, our findings and our results and see what they do with it. But I think the biggest impact our study had was that the cleaning crews on the university were informed about this presence of MRSA, and they were told to start cleaning with stronger stuff. Like, they were told to change their cleaning practices. So hopefully we helped.